Welcome. This is the Capital Auto Group, KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm telling you, the Pac-12 championship game is today. Kicks off at 5 o'clock. We are actually out here at the yard. I've got Scott Mills, Zach Selicki. Woo! He's joining us. I'm telling you, from the chamber, he's got his tie on and everything. Come on down and check him out, because I don't wear those ties.
You dress up nice. You know, you're very dapper.
See, well, thank you. Dapper. When do you hear that word?
You know, the funny thing was when I came to the States, first of all, see, dapper in England is it's not the greatest word to use somewhere. It's sort of an insult a little bit. But when I came to America, people said, "You look very dapper." I was in my suit and everything. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And they said, "It's very, you look like smart." And then it's a nice. And so, anyway,
look, so you're saying the American version of dapper?
Dapper is very nice.
Okay, yeah, the American version. Well. Actually, the Southern version of dapper is, "Oh, bless your little heart." That's what it is. Trust me, that's derogatory.
Oh, honey,
bless your little heart. Okay, so we're digressing. The Ducks are taking on Utah, and this is going to be one heck of a game. Both teams are coming in. They both, Utah won the South Division. The Ducks obviously won the North. And, last week's game against Oregon State was a little closer than I actually anticipated. I don't know what was going on, but our offense is just a little stagnant.
And we'll come into that on the five keys later on.
Okay. We will come into that. But, the Ducks, they do what they have to do to win. It just seems like that's the way. I mean, the only anomaly was, obviously Auburn, the first game out of the gate, and they played extremely well. And then you've got the whole Arizona State debacle. They just didn't show up. They thought that they had it. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It happens. And Arizona State, I mean, Daniels had the game of his life, their quarterback. And what do? You got to say, hey, kudos to you guys, You guys showed up and we didn't, and you beat us, even though we had a shot still. But our DBs have got to play extremely well today if they want to even have a chance at beating Utah.
And when we watched the game last week, I was very impressed with how the Beavers did play. I mean, their defense, they really pulled up the defense. I mean, I think next year, from looking at their season, next year they are going to have a good season. I mean, every year you always, whatever team you are supporting, you always are optimistic. But I really do think that the Beavers are going to have a good season next year.
Well, they had the backup quarterback playing. Starting quarterback was out, hurt his arm. I'll tell you, this guy's good. I can't pronounce his last name. It's kind of a...
Jebbia.
Yes, I think it's Jebbia.
Yeah. Start looking up
on
Google.
But I'm telling you, the kid's he's smaller, but he can run. And he's got a really good arm. I mean, he's kind of like Jonathan Smith was, but he's more athletic than Jonathan Smith was. So I think they're going to be tough. They have some good recruits coming in. And so I think they were good this year. They're going to be better next year. I think Jonathan Smith's going to do a really good job.
Yeah. I don't think their record really does their team justice. They were a lot better than their record shows. They had some pretty dumb losses early in the season. I mean, they should have made it to a bowl game. I'm glad they didn't, but.
But see, so you're one of those fans.
I am sure.
It's always good when both teams from Oregon. It just makes the whole football atmosphere in the state that
Absolutely.
Much better.
That's fair.
You've got to have competition because Civil War. I mean, we talked about the Civil War and the meaning of that last week, which I thought was actually pretty good. They had to stop playing the Civil War because it was literally they were killing each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, which is actually kind of funny.
Was it 2 years they did that? Yeah, they had to stop the games because of violence.
It's unbelievable.
That's good football to watch as a fan, not as a player.
But yeah, for the Ducks, I mean, shoot, they have got to have one of their best games if they want to win today.
They have to have that game that Coach Cristobal keeps talking about. You've heard him say multiple times, we have not had our best game yet this year. It needs to be tonight.
It has to be because their defensive backs are seniors, and they are really good. Their offensive line is huge. They only allow just over 55 rushing yards a game.
That's insane.
So, I mean, somehow we've been touted as having one of the best offensive lines. They're going to need to show it. Last two games, Jake Hansen has not been in center. So he's coming back, and he's a huge leader on this offensive line, and he pretty much runs the show. So with him being back, I think that's a huge, huge benefit for the Ducks in this game. They have got to have him. So especially for the running game, if we're going to run, I mean, we ran the ball extremely well against Auburn. We ran the ball extremely well against USC, and those guys have some talented players. So I know that they can do it. But everybody is just saying, I don't think so. They're a seven-point dog today, according to Vegas. And I think that's realistic when you look at how well Utah has played.
Absolutely.
They're killing everybody.
Especially the past 3 weeks. I mean, they haven't given up, what, 250 yards total? I don't think they've given up more than that.
I mean, granted, they've played, you know, kind of the lower tier, but the Ducks kind of have too.
Yeah, we have too. And, I mean, we did not do great in the past. I mean, we got out-yarded or whatever the correct verbiage would be against Oregon State. Didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And really one of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah. Utah is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we didn't have that 100-yard run back or almost by Wright, I mean, on the kickoff, I mean, shoot. I mean, who knows what would have happened? It was pretty interesting. But when you go, okay, so Utah played Colorado last week, and I believe they beat them 45-7. So the Ducks, when they played Colorado at home, Utah, it's a home game, they beat Colorado 45-3. So, I mean, when you look at some of those comparisons, I think that you can say both of these teams are very, very similar, except somebody or one of the teams is actually playing a heck of a lot better than the other one at this point in the season for whatever reason. I mean, do you say it's the play calling from Marcus Arroyo? I have a tendency to say yes. Is it because we don't want Herbert to get hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, but you're playing for all the marbles. You got to be there for your teammates. This is a team game. And so many times, this has just become a selfish thing. People sit out of the final game just because they don't want to get hurt. And granted, they're going to make a lot of money. But it's just like, okay, well, I mean, you just got a free ride to a university.
Yeah.
You've got a degree. So, doggone it, get out there and play.
And absolutely. I think that happens a lot, you know, with that whole, you know, hold back a little bit. You got, you know, this whole career ahead of you. But but again, you signed up. You signed up for the school. You signed up to play.
When
you go to college.
The culture at Oregon, you know, I feel like that's not, I mean, at least under Cristobal. I can't speak to it. I'm not a player. I don't know. But from what I see, it looks like there's a lot of players that are invested and they're like, I'm into this team. We got to win. And it is really unfortunate after, you know, having the season of we're going to make the playoffs to, wow, we just lost Arizona State. And that I think that has got to get in the minds of some of these players, especially the seniors.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at Troy Dye. Now, that's got to be heartbreaking.
These guys are going to give it all. I mean, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. They're going to come to play.
Yeah. And to be fair, you know, Troy Dye and Herbert both, you know, took that extra season on. I mean, they wanted to be there for the team.
You know, here's the thing with the senior class, too. They've had three different coaches in 4 years. I mean,
they've been through it all.
That is very difficult. You've got coaches coming in, different schemes. Just, if anything, that's got to make you just a sharper person because you're learning just a different scheme every single year practically. So, I don't know. I think you've got some great leaders on this team. Troy Dye, I think, is just a superstar.
Oh, he's amazing.
The guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to definitely play on Sundays all the time. I mean, my gosh, you got a broken thumb and you're still out there banging it at the Washington game. And it's just like, man, this kid, he's incredible.
And he's such a humble player, too. I mean, that's the kind of person that you tell your kid, like, that's who you want to look up to.
Yeah.
He's a team player, extremely humble, and has always given praise to his teammates. And as a fan, you can't. I mean, it's like how Marcus was, you know?
Exactly.
He was the best player in the nation, but he's just like, it's not about me, it's about my team. And I see that resemblance in Troy Dye.
I'm curious to see how Herbert's going to be. I mean, is he really a leader or is he not? I mean, I've heard that he's not that vocal, but he's a cheerleader. I mean, you can see him on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. He's clapping, even when he threw the two interceptions, you know, against the ASU and they almost came back. I mean, he's still there. I mean, he's got a good head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. He doesn't necessarily get down on himself, but there are times where I think his confidence is suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Where if a bad play does happen, I think that really does affect him in a few of the next series that they have on offense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's got to be a concern.
And those are the things you know, grow into. I mean, as far as you become a better player, those are the things you have to get over, that whole I made a bad play and how am I going to get over it emotionally so I can go back on the field and just play like I should be playing?
Well, you know, the game today is going to be interesting. It's going to rain, and it's going to be really, really windy. And so this is a grass turf, which is horrible. And so everybody, you better have the right cleats or you're going to be sliding all over the place. I actually remember the last Pac-12 championship against Arizona when Marcus was playing. That field was pretty crappy as well. And they were slipping and sliding all over the place. And so it's just really in this day and age, not really conducive to have a field that just isn't that nice artificial turf. That's phenomenal.
Especially in NFL.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I know, okay, it's California, but it's not Southern California. You know, they get rain up there in the wintertime, and it's just like, man, you're going to have an artificial surface. I mean, not a, you know, a natural surface. I don't know. So anyways, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of turnovers because that ball's going to be slick.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, they talked to Kyle Whittingham, the coach of Utah. How are you guys going to handle that? Well, they've been practicing with a slick ball all week. Yeah. Have the Ducks been doing that, or have they been indoors the entire time? And
Mashovsky Center is pretty insane. So
it is.
You know, they can adjust.
Can they
their
make
weather.
Rain in the Mashovsky Center?
They can. They
I
can.
Bet they could.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet
they
you
can. They can. They have. Yep. Yeah, mist comes out.
Go take a football and dump it in a bucket
so
of water.
Funny. Hey, by the way, we are out of the yard. I don't know. Did I mention that earlier? We're out here at the yard.
Yeah.
It's on the corner of. We're on State Street. It's just right.
This is the first time
just,
I've ever been here, and I don't know why. I've heard so many good things.
Oh, this place is fantastic. In the summertime, they've got like roll up doors, and they've got
And they have bands.
They do. And there's a number of food carts out here as well. Guy, they've got to have at least 15 food carts
and
out here.
And the beer.
Yeah, the beer, yeah. They do have beer.
And I don't know how many
alcohol out here, too, if you're into that. But they've got the full gamut going on. And we're actually going to talk to Greg later. He's the manager of the yard, ex-baseball player over at Corbin University.
And there we go.
This kid's a stud, man.
And a surfer, apparently.
Yeah, he's a surfer, too. So we talked some surfing days back in the day. Yeah,
nice,
it's awesome.
Nice.
So anyways, come on out here. There's going to be a watch party. The Oregon Duck Club is going to be out here, too. The game starts at 5 o'clock. So come on in, get your seat, and watch the game out here. There's going to be specials, I would imagine. We'll get Greg on here, and we'll talk to him about that exactly, find out exactly what's happening out here. So I think we're going to have to get out to a quick break. This segment's being brought to you by Oregon Trust. If you're a contractor, Oregon Trust is the one to call. They're just better. Check them out at OregonTrust.com. We'll be back right after this at 1430 KYKN.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back. The Pac-12 championship game is, I can't believe the season's already almost, well, it is over. It's unbelievable. It goes by so doggone fast. And what a great season for the Ducks. Ended up being 10-2 on the season. Excuse me? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we froze to death last week. It was unbelievable. I think it was 26 degrees when we started the show. It was I've never been so cold in my life, I'm telling you.
And it was just wet cold. Mm-hmm. It was just penetrating cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. But so what had – so when we look at this whole game, what has each side got to lose? I mean, we're looking at Utah. If they lose, they're giving up any sort of form of getting in the playoffs. So they win, they're still in the playoff discussion. When if we win, we're obviously off to the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about some different things that if we don't go, who's going to be going?
Yeah, so this is this discussion I've been having with my friends, and we've been talking about it, debating it over the past week. And I think that if Utah wins, they're going to be a number 13 team. But we, you know, at one point we're in the playoff discussion, and if they beat us by a large enough margin, then they'll go to the college football playoff because Georgia and LSU have to play each other.
That's
LSU's
tomorrow.
LSU's 2, mm-hmm. Georgia's 4. One of those teams that you can't. How do you take a team that doesn't win their conference over a team that does? And Utah, when they're playing as great as they are, so if they go, then that means the Ducks are the number one team at large going to the Rose Bowl. But this is the part that's tricky, and you mentioned this earlier, Jeff. What about Oklahoma-Baylor? That's what's tricky. Oklahoma's sitting at 6 right now. Baylor's at 7. If Baylor wins, I don't think Baylor goes. I think Utah goes. If Oklahoma wins and Utah wins, then it really comes down to this. Utah's ranked above them. If Utah goes in, takes care of business. For now, correct. But if Utah goes in, takes care of business, and wins the Pac-12 championship tonight, Oklahoma goes and wins and beats Baylor tomorrow, how do you jump a team? How do you take Oklahoma, or yeah, how do you take Oklahoma and have them jump a Utah team that took care of business?
Well,
it's tricky.
It is tricky, and I think a lot of it comes down to strength of schedule. I'm not sure exactly who Oklahoma played at the beginning of the season, preseason, but I'll tell you, Utah didn't play anyone. And that's the issue. That's why the Ducks are always going to play somebody, because if you win, even if you lose the game at the early part of the season, you're still going to be in this the discussion if you keep on winning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the issue, at least for me right now. They lost again to USC, and I'm telling you, that was a heck of a game. They absolutely knocked the snot out of each other. I've never seen so many big hits. It was impressive. Those two teams are extremely talented. I mean, that's when USC had one of their – I think it was their third-string quarterback, Fink, at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And then the Ducks got their fourth-string quarterback. But that kid's a stud, too. He's a true freshman. And, geez, the kid can sling the ball and he can run. He's just – he's going to be a heck of an athlete. So – or he is one. So, I mean, when you look at that loss, as opposed to Oklahoma's loss, and I believe they lost to who? Kansas State?
Kansas State at home, too, I believe.
No, I don't think so. I think that was at Kansas State. And that was on an onside kick at the very end of the game. I remember that play. And that was actually a little controversial.
Okay.
Because the Oklahoma guy did hit that ball. It came right off of his thigh and just took off in a different direction. And it didn't go 10 yards. So, thus the loss for Oklahoma. But it was a heck of a comeback. I mean, so that game came down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, it's just like, okay, well.
And Baylor's one loss is to Oklahoma. That comeback when Oklahoma had against Baylor. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Biggest
too.
Comeback in Oklahoma.
That was like by 21 points. It was insane. Maybe it was 28 points.
I think it was. They ended up winning by, it was like 38, 35 or something.
That's almost reminiscent of the UCLA-Washington State game at Washington State. Mm-hmm. UCLA was down in the third quarter by 28 points, and they came back and won that thing like 63 to 61. It was unbelievable.
That was crazy.
That was the most amazing game I think I've ever seen.
That was insane.
That was
Wait, you really say the UCLA?
UCLA-Washington
State. What about
State
that
game?
Washington State, Oregon State game?
Yeah, that was wild, too.
Going into the fourth quarter was like 19 to 27, ends up being 53 to 54 or whatever. That's crazy.
In Washington State really struggled. I mean, they had a great defense last year, and this year, I don't even know what happened. I mean, I think Mike Leach, he gets in those players' heads. He's crazy.
He's literally crazy.
I'm telling you, I think he is literally nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you're nuts, I mean, geez, your players are going to be nuts.
Well, I think, what did Gordon throw for like 600-plus yards?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane. But
he
it was
threw
off
for
like
9 touchdowns against UCLA and lost.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, that was a great, great season. I mean, all over the board. You're always, there's great games. But back to your discussion about, you know, who's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's up to the committee.
Yeah.
I mean, really, there's always an East Coast bias. Always.
There's an East Coast bias. There's.
I've heard people actually say Utah doesn't belong in the college football championship series. They don't belong in the game.
That's crazy.
Nobody wants to see them.
Well,
they want to see themselves. Yeah. I mean, if they earn it, they earn it.
It's
not about what people, you know.
We were talking about this last week as well. It's like, you know, when we take the playoffs, you know, it's taken a long time for college to get to the playoffs, and now we're there. But is it enough? Because I think that, you know, you got the four, ideally the top four teams playing in a bracket, and should we be having a few more games before that, using some of the championship games, some of the bowl games, to
expanding the playoffs,
expanding the playoffs
saying.
A little bit, not necessarily making the college players play more. Because that's, I think, the whole back that we've had, because when you're professional, you can play a lot. But when you get into college, we want to make sure that they are studying and keeping the games going and for the fans. But should we be making it a bit more so, more opportunities?
Well, you can supplement that with just preseason games, couldn't you? I mean, how many preseason games are the Ducks?
Yeah, you really don't need to have that many.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, I mean, the Ducks, you got 9 conference games.
Yeah.
They're the only conference to do that.
That is the other thing, yeah. And our conference top to bottom is pretty strong. I mean, Arizona State, who,
a lot of talent.
Yeah. Who should not have beaten the Ducks, but you know, goes out and plays really strong against us. You don't see that happen in the SEC conference, which is just, it's frustrating. I mean, they're also playing Samford week 9, week 12, whatever. It's like, come on, guys.
Well, you know what? I was happy to see last week that Alabama lost.
That was great.
And I loved seeing Nick Saban go ballistic.
But the thing is, that's where the mix-up, when you take NFL, for example, you know, when you're all going to, who's going to go to the playoffs, the wild cards, once it's all sorted, it's all back to zero again. Mm-hmm. It's who's going to go. So having a number 14 team playing the number one, for example, mm-hmm. that could happen, mm-hmm. suddenly they win. It just throws a whole mix into
yep.
this.
It's March Madness all over yeah. again.
I was explaining this to my fiance. She was like, why are you so upset about this Arizona State loss? It's just a game. I'm like, Taylor, if this is the NFL, I get it. Your team loses, it is what it is. In college football, every week matters.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what's hard. I mean, it's hard for us as fans. I couldn't imagine what it's like as a player, you know, going and practicing every day. But explaining that and understanding that every week truly does matter makes college football that much more special.
Yeah. College football's fantastic.
It's that's amazing.
The only, you know, the referees are the only, you know, detriment
on, absolutely.
On a certain number of occasions, mm-hmm. slowing the game down. That's one, I just wish they would slow the game down so much. I mean, my gosh, the whole review thing.
Oh, my gosh. And taking over the game.
And that thing with the review, there's people that agree with it, some people that don't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what football used to be and now what it is. And making sure we aren't making those bad calls and being able to challenge it.
Yep. I'm just hoping that the college ranks don't go along with what NFL is doing in reviewing a penalty. They never reverse the call. Mm-hmm. Even if it is a penalty, which I've seen blatant penalty, they're not calling it. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. So why have it? It doesn't matter. It's a subjective call at the time.
Absolutely.
And are you going to kind of slow the thing down like you do with every other play, like whether the knee hit the ground and it's a fumble or, mm-hmm. you know, that's different. But a penalty is a penalty, and you kind of just got to let it go. It's yeah, just part of the game.
Next play.
So, it evens out eventually sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we are out here at the yard, and this is a really cool spot. This is a huge venue.
I am amazed how many of these food carts are around here. I didn't expect this many. I mean, and it's a really cool event. I mean, and to have I'm sure they do events here and stuff like that.
Yeah. Actually, you know, speaking of that, yeah, the Ducks are having an event, the Oregon Club. No, but yeah, you can reserve tables. You can't reserve the whole place.
You can't? That's why I was talking about.
Well, maybe you can reserve the whole place. Actually, we'll get Greg on. He's the manager here, and we'll talk about what exactly the yard does and what you can do if you're having a party for Christmas or whatever. You know, maybe they're not booked yet, totally, but this is a cool place.
And it will clear
cool
it away.
Company parties out here would be mm-hmm. ideal. I mean, this is a fabulous place. It's a great place to have a pregame show.
Absolutely.
Guess what?
That's what we're doing. Look at that.
This is great, man. I love doing this stuff. This is so much fun. And Ducks taking on Utah. It's going to be a heck of a game. Really looking forward to it. We're going to dissect it a little bit further here in the next couple of breaks. And so we're going to need to get out to another one. And this segment's being brought to you by Bond Roof Care of Salem, your roof cleaning, maintenance, and re-roofing specialist. Check them out at bondroofcare.com. Give them a call at 503-363-0005. We'll be right back after this. 1430 KYKN Tailgater Show out at the yard.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back to the yard. Ducks taking on Utah. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a phenomenal game. I'm really looking forward to it. I think they're going to beat the snot out of each other, like I've said before, it's going to be a baller.
I think it's just going to be everyone's out for blood in this game. It's going to be
This is it. Either the Ducks are going to the Rose Bowl or Utah could go to the college football playoff or the Rose Bowl, depending on how that all shakes out. We have Greg Romero here.
He is
the manager of the yard.
And so you were talking earlier, right? So you come from California.
Right.
You're a surfer.
Yeah.
You went to college down there. You came up here. You weren't a Duck fan, but now you're a Duck fan.
Yeah.
You have to see the Oregon Ducks on your hat.
Got the hat on. Yep.
And how did you get involved in this?
Well, being from Southern California, you know, grew up UCLA fan, but, you know, Pac-12 over everything. Coming up here, being surrounded in the culture, a lot of, you know, played college ball up here, a lot of teammates, Ducks fans from the area. So, you know, kind of got
adopted into that right there. And yeah, enjoy the culture. Been to a few games, you know, a lot of excitement down there. And yeah.
This guy's like me 25 years ago, coming up from California.
Yeah, surfer guy.
Oh, yeah. We surfed in the same spots. Weird.
When was the last time you surfed?
Probably about 4 years ago down in San Diego. Yeah.
Did you do very well?
No, it takes you got to practice, man. It's like anything. So, just out there in the water, and it was just nice to be out there.
It's good to just hang out sometimes.
So we're talking about the yard. This is the first time I've been here. Yeah. I've had loads of friends talk about the yard. I've been meaning to come here, so it's not. It's just I haven't. And but I hear a lot of good things. More food costs than I thought there were.
Yeah, 17 food trucks. And
then when you do an event like the Duck Club coming, you've got a big screen you throw on.
Yeah, we've got 7 big screen TVs. We've got a giant projector screen right there. The sound will be on, so we'll have the broadcasters kind of calling the game right there. So it's a good time. You know, 22 taps, full bar. Like I said, 17 food trucks, good wine selection. So everybody's happy. 22 taps, yes, sir.
That's a lot. Yeah. A lot of local brews, I would imagine.
Yeah. Local brews. We have 4 distributors, so, you know, we keep it local for the most part, but you know, we've got beer coming from Boston, we've got beer coming from New York, we've got beer coming from Colorado, so we're all over the place.
And you've got to switch it up, because I know, like, when I go over to the East Coast, you know, you're looking for an Oregon beer, you know,
right, and then we're kind of, you know, the beer capital of the country right here too, you know, Portland, Bend, all that, you know, it's a good spot to be for beer fans.
And one of the things we were talking about is clearing up. So can you take this whole place and for an event, a private event?
That's definitely an option right there. We, you know, month of December, a lot of company parties, we've got a lot of reservations, a lot of people calling in looking to either rent out the entire spot, or we can section it off, do, you know, kind of split into quarters, into halves. You know, we're easily accommodated. We've got stanchions that we can put up. We can make it as private as you want. Or, you know, we've got parties of 15, 20 people. So it doesn't have to be the big, you know, 200-300 parties. It can be, you know, a party of 10, 15 people, and we can make that happen.
That's
also
awesome.
Have you ever had a wedding in here?
Oh, we've had a reception. We haven't had a full-blown wedding or anything like that, but we've had a wedding party here, and yeah, it was a good time.
That's
it was a really,
really
good
cool.
time. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, we were talking, the Duck Club is coming out here, and there's going to be a lot of raffle prizes. They've got a lot of cool stuff that they're going to be raffling off, so you got to come out here. A great place to watch the game, great food out here. My favorite, actually, is the street tacos. Yeah. I got to go with street tacos because, I mean, the guacamole is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. But I mean, so what are the varieties do you have out here, Greg?
Oh man, we've got, you know, Mexican food, we've got Philly cheesesteaks, we've got great sushi over at North Fresh Sushi. Jeff does a great job. Homegrown grub, really good sandwiches. One of my favorites, you know, the Euro food truck, you know, the shaved lamb right off the kebab, really authentic right there. Healthy options, bulletproof meals. We've got, will you look at that, healthy bowls, you know, so we've got the feel good food, and then we've got the food that's healthy for you also. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. We're coming up on a year. You know, I've been here the whole time. I honestly haven't had a bad meal. I haven't had a bad meal since we've opened.
Talking about that earlier, when did it open?
It opened December 13th. Yeah. So our 1 year anniversary party is coming up December 14th. It's going to be a huge one.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Where do people park? I mean, when your lot gets full.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, something we are working on. We do have parking right here on site, and then across the street also was an option. We've got the church across the street, mm-hmm. Bethel Church right over there. So it is an option. We don't have a crosswalk yet. We're working on that. But, you know, if you do come in here and it is full, don't hesitate to park over there. We're, you know, partnered with them. They, you know, we've got a good relationship right there. Go back and forth. So
good. Well, Greg's wearing a duck hat. So give me a little take on what you think the game's going to be like today.
I mean, you said it, smash mouth right there. You've got two great defenses. That the front line offensively for the Ducks, absolutely stellar. You got that defensive line from Utah that's, you know, tough right there. But, you know, I think it's going to be a hard fought, low scoring game. You know, hopefully, you know, the Ducks can squeak it out right there. I'm thinking low scoring, but, you know, I've been saying it for, you know, the entire week pretty much. You know, I think 13-10, 17-14, something like that, low scoring, tight game. And
you never know.
I think it's going to be, you know, coming down to the wire at the end.
Well, the field is not going to be very, you know, accommodating. It's going to be it's going to be a sloppy mess.
Yeah.
And that promotes a low scoring game. Last year, Washington beat Utah 10-3.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking at.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you've got a couple of good offenses, but I mean, you're going to have to run the football today. Yeah. And then you've got turnovers. The ball's going to be slick. I don't give a crap if you're practicing with a slick ball or not.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Somebody's going to pop that sucker out of there. Yeah. And you know what? They're coming out.
And that's the one thing we don't look at is the way the game can completely change is the weather.
Right.
It completely changes the way you play. I mean, one team used to playing in the rain, one team not. But how, like you were talking earlier, how are we practicing right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the elements. And a lot of times the elements just don't come into play anymore. Yeah. I mean, you've got domed stadiums and you know, they just don't. So this is kind of an anomaly.
Down to Santa
Which
Clara,
is
too.
Weird.
Yeah. Natural grass field.
Exactly.
It'll be torn up and it'll be fun, though. I'm excited for the game. I'm excited for the party.
It's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you don't have anywhere to go, coming out here to the yard. We're going to be out here. Duck Club. I don't know where Justin is. Great partnership this year with these guys. I mean, if you're a Duck fan, you want to be a member, I mean, you got to join. They have so many great events. I mean, they got a signing event that they do. They've also got the Duck Fly-In they have down in Willamette Valley Vineyards, which is an amazing event. I mean, they've got the coaches that come in, and you can talk to them one-on-one in person. Jerry Allen's there, the voice of the Ducks. I'm there.
Wow.
The voice of KYKN. So, you know, if that's not anything.
Well, I'm going to have to come now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they good luck getting a ticket, man.
They were here a few weeks ago, too. They were raffling off signed helmets,
yeah.
Signed cleats.
That's
what
they do.
Prizes right
they got
there,
photos
yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Everything's, yeah, it's really, really good stuff. So
if you've never been down here, this is the time to do it.
Absolutely.
Like if you like me.
Absolutely.
You know you've got this event and watching a great game.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so give me a prediction, Greg. I mean, what do you think? I mean, we have a prediction segment at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to come back on and do a prediction when we go through that thing, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But
that way we can keep it secret.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. We'll
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Okay. Good. Hey, we're going to get out to another break, and this segment's being brought to you by Kennedy Tax Solution. If you're getting calls, letters from the IRS, give Dale Kennedy a call. Kennedy Tax Solutions. Check them out at kennedytaxsolutions.com. You're listening to the 1430 KYKN Tailgater Show Pac-12 Championship Game. We'll be right back.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back. We're out here at the yard. Pleasure talking to Greg out here, the manager. They got so much stuff going on out here. Ducks taking on Utah. It's going to be a heck of a game, and it's going to be kicking off at 5 o'clock, probably 5:15 by the time they get –
It's going to be a
mud ball stuff.
If it's raining.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. So, you know, Scott's got, like, his keys to the game.
So, the Millsy's 5 keys to the game. So, the first one, one of them is, you know, shaking up Utah's quarterback, Tyler Huntley. I mean, he is one of the most efficient passers in the country right now. So, we just got to shake him up.
How are we going to do that?
We just got to throw him off his game somehow.
I think the Ducks need to actually rush a quarterback at some point. However, this guy can run. Tyler can run.
And he has had hardly any sacks.
Because he can run.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets out of that pocket. He's smart. He's a senior. He knows what he's doing. And so that's why it's going to be so difficult. The Ducks actually – I think their defense actually has to contain them. I mean, kind of play them like Gordon of WSU and Daniels from ASU.
Exactly.
And it's difficult.
Getting him surrounded and – put that pressure right on him.
However, I think it's going to be more difficult, especially if he doesn't have the right cleats in his shoes today, because there's going to be a lot of slipping and sliding. So I think that's going to be an issue, too. And that may be in the Ducks' favor, to be honest with you.
Yeah. There's some reason why we called the Ducks. So number two is win the turnover battle. I think this, especially in this game with the slick, where, you know, that's where I have a feeling there's going to be a few turnovers.
I think so, too. The ball is going to be really, really slick. And like we said in the last segment, I don't care if you've been practicing with a wet ball or not. You know, these guys, they're going after the football.
And they're just going to be
they're
ripping
gonna try
that
and knock
out.
That thing out. And that's just the way that it is. And it's going to be a very hard-hitting game, I can guarantee you. So this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
it's going to be a battle, and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So number three is Justin Herbert can't have his slow starts anymore. I mean, he tends to slow. So I think he needs to speed some things up. The Ducks have always been that fast off the bat. We talked about it earlier. Is he holding himself back a little bit in the last few games because of what his future is holding? But that's what I put down. I think he needs to speed it up a little bit on his starts.
I think it's going to be a different game plan. I'm looking at the game plan kind of like the Auburn game plan. I wouldn't doubt it if we come out with something extreme, you know, very, very similar to that. Obviously, we don't have Jacob Breland because he hurt his knee halfway through the season, which is horrible. because he was a key component to that offense. But now we've got Spencer Webb, so he's going to have to step up and really come to play, because we've got to have that guy over the middle catching balls. It's just the way it is.
Absolutely. And number four, win the battle at the line of scrimmage. I think that's always a big,
huge,
important key. And then finally, number five, I put this back in because I think it's an important, is let's make those third downs.
Got to make third downs, conversions. Absolutely. That's definitely going to be a key. I think this is going to be a fairly quick game, just because I think there's going to be a lot of running plays. I don't think there's going to be a lot of stoppage of the clock. I think you have to run the football. Even though Utah's only allowed, you know, just over 55 yards per game, I think this is going to be different. I don't think they faced an offensive line like the Ducks have, except at USC. USC was stinking good.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was earlier in the season, and they still had, you know, some players that weren't injured.
You almost sounded like Clinton then. Stick good.
What?
You almost sounded like Clinton then.
Clinton?
You're Clinton, President Clinton, stinking good.
That's a long time ago.
I know, but you just sounded like him.
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, I didn't vote for him, but, you know, whatever. Okay. So I think we're going to have to get out to the break, and we're going to have predictions coming up after this segment. So this one is being brought to you by Furbish. Salvage place right there on the corner of 12th and Cross Street in South Salem. They got some awesome stuff in there. The Callies are great people. Go check out what Cindy has done down there. We will be back right after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
Ducks taking on the Utes. Kicks off at 5 o'clock. Pac-12 championship game heading your way. And this segment being brought to you by Building Materials Bargain Center right down there on Front Street. And tell you what, it's prediction time. And we've only got a few minutes. I think we got about 4 more minutes left to go in the show. Always goes by so stinking fast. Unbelievable. Out here at the yard. Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Us out here. This
Thank
is amazing.
You.
I
Thank
love this
you.
Place.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's a great place for a meeting. I typically come down here for meetings and stuff. It's really, really
oh, yeah.
cool. Love it.
It's true. We see them all the time.
No, don't go that far. Oh, man. Okay, so prediction time. I've got a couple of guys. Tim Hammer's out there. He's out there in Salem somewhere. Domino's Pizza owner. He always loves to give me a good little tidbit as far as a prediction goes. And he's got the Ducks winning this one 24-17. Over the Utes in the sloppy tundra. And so, Greg, why don't we go to you? What do you got?
You know, I think it's going to be, you know, smash mouth, real tight, not a whole lot of scoring. I'm going 13-10 Ducks.
God, that is a low-scoring game. Yeah. But, I mean, again, last year's game, 13-3.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I'm sorry, 10-3. Washington beat Utah. So, I think Utah, they've been there. They've got some experience. Who's going to win? Did you say who's going to win?
Oh, Ducks.
Oh,
I'm
Ducks are going to win.
I'm going Ducks.
Okay,
going
Ducks,
10. Yep.
Okay, 13-10. I think that's a good score. That's good. Who else have I heard from? I don't think I've heard from anybody else. Everybody's kind of going dark on me, but Scott Mills, you're not in the dark.
I'm not in the dark at all. So I've been going back and forth. You know, I'm a huge Duck fan.
Right.
I think it's just going to be really tight. I think it's going to be down to a field goal, and I think it's just going to be mud and sludge and back and forth. And I think it's going to be 24-21 Ducks.
That's a good score. You know, it's hard to really know what's going to happen. I mean, there's so many great players on these teams.
Right.
Both lines on both sides of the ball for both teams are really, really good, and that's why they're in this game. And I think the conditions are really going to be a huge, huge factor. And I don't know how big of a factor it's going to be for the Ducks, because they're used to, you know, they're used to playing on just a lightning fast field.
Yeah,
I mean they
also used to play on fake turf. You know, when we in this situation, it's just mud.
Yeah, and I know that's what I mean. I know. Yeah. I mean, the only natural surface I think they played on was down at ASU, and they didn't play very well down there.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else really has natural – they don't have – there's no other natural – maybe at Stanford. Stanford may have natural grass as well. So they beat Stanford down there.
Maybe, maybe that should go into the suggestion box as far as let's do a practice field.
The board. Yeah.
Just a practice field. So when it really rains, let's go and play out there.
Well, you know, this is the sixth and final year for the Pac-12 championship game being at Santa Clara at 49er Stadium down there. It's going to Vegas. And they're going to be playing at the new Raiders Stadium down there, which looks amazing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So everything's going there. That's where they hold the Pac-12 tournament for basketball. And so now they're going to have the Pac-12 championship game. It's just easy for everybody to get to just because they're coming from all over the place. And the weather, well, it's a little bit better than San Francisco. So I would think that that's going to be fantastic for next year. So we're coming down to me. I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. I hate going against the Ducks, man. But
you were going to do this.
I'm telling you, I just don't see it. Just based on how they've been playing lately, Utah's been playing so good, and Hundley is he's a great mobile quarterback. Herbert just hasn't shown me anything in the past few weeks, and he's short-armed a lot of passes when guys are open, hasn't hit the guys on a dime like he normally has. And I think, you know, weather was a factor last week because it was so doggone cold. But I really think that Utah's going to get him on this one. I've got Utah 24-17.
Oh, so yeah.
It's a close game.
It's a close game. I think it's going to be really close. And we got to go out to Jerry Allen. We are done. So thanks for listening, everybody. Take care. Enjoy the ball game.
Thanks for listening to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales on 1430 KYKN. Coverage of the U of O Duck Football Game of the Week is coming up next. Your home of the Oregon Ducks all season long, 1430 KYKN, Kaiser Salem.